Homeowners facing massive spikes in their flood insurance rates may not be out of the water yet. The Senate bill delays that increase for 4 years as FEMA studies the impact of the policy. South Florida Republican Mario Diaz-Balart says the flood insurance program, which is currently saddled with about $24 billion of debt, is unsustainable.
What is also not sustainable is to all of a sudden have folks, you know, have their rates, you know, shoot up tenfold. That's not acceptable.
Diaz-Balart says while many of his fellow House Republicans don't like the idea of delaying the rate hike for 4 years, they're open to a compromise. But he says he still hopes they can usher in new reforms that will make the program sustainable in the long run.
I've seen a myriad of different ideas, and obviously, you know, postponing it for 1 year doesn't do much. However, the reality is that very soon people are going to get hit with these escalating huge spikes in their flood insurance, which is something that they can't deal with. We're going to have to deal with that. I'm hoping we deal in a long-term way. But if we have to buy some time to do that, so be it.
There's been no vote scheduled on the measure in the House. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.